感谢主，早晨有这个机会和弟兄姐妹有交通。
Thanks the Lord. This morning we have this opportunity to fellowship with brothers and sisters.
也感谢主，弟兄带我们唱这首诗歌，我宁愿有耶稣。
And also thank the Lord that our brother led us to sing this hymn, I'd rather have Jesus.
也愿这个成我们这新的一年我们的心愿。
May this become our resolution for the new year.
我们在地上，我们有很多我们想要的。
We have a lot of things that we want in this world.
但是我们是不是真的宁愿有耶稣？
But do we really, really need Jesus only?
今天早晨要和大家分享的是一个被神称为大蒙眷爱的人。
This morning I want to share with brothers and sisters about a man called the greatly beloved by God.
他是一个被神所用的器皿。
He was a vessel used by God.
他借着祷告带进了一个划时代的启示。
He brought in an epic making revelation of, through his prayers.
就是七十个七的意象。
That is, the vision of 70 weeks.
我们知道这个人就是但以理。
We know that this man is Daniel.
在他年老的时候，神称他是大蒙眷爱的人。
God called him as the greatly beloved when he was old.
我们知道，我们但以理，我想弟兄姐妹们都很熟。
I think our brothers and sisters are all familiar with Daniel.
他的一生都是活在巴比伦的王宫里面。
All his life was spent in the palace of Babylon.
他年少被掳。
He was taken captive when he was young.
他不是。这不是他所愿意的。
That is not anything that he wanted.
但是是神所许可的。
But that was God permitted.
我们今天要一起来思想但以理这个人。
Today we want to meditate on Daniel himself.
他如何在被掳之地来见证神的同在。
How did he bear the testimonies for God in the place of captivity?
他的一生就是宁愿有耶稣。
His life story is about I'd rather have Jesus.
就是有神在他里面。
He'd rather have a God in himself.
我们一起来读但以理书。我想弟兄姐妹，我们一起来打开啊，但以理书第一章。
Let's turn to Book of Daniel, chapter 1.
我想这个大家都最好把圣经打开，我们今天要看很多的圣经。
Hopefully everybody can open your Bible because we are going to read a lot of Bible today.
我们要从但以理的一生的三方面来看但以理为什么是一个大蒙眷爱的人。
Today we want to take a look at three aspects about Daniel to see why he was the one greatly beloved by God.
从他的生活
，from his life，
他的祷告
，his prayers。
还有他的敬拜
and his worships.
好，我们先来读但以理书第一章。
Let's turn to chapter 1, book of Daniel.
我们要从第一节念到第九节。
From verse 1 to 9.
第一节，犹大王约雅敬在位第三年，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来到耶路撒冷，将城围困。主将犹大王约雅敬并神殿中器皿的几份交付他手。他就把这器皿带到示拿地，收入他的庙里，放在他神的库中。
In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, with some of the articles of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God.And he brought the articles into the treasure house of his God.
第三节，王吩咐太监长亚斯庇拿从以色列人的宗室和贵胄中带进几个人来，就是年少没有残疾，相貌俊美，通达各样学问，知识聪明具备，足能侍立在王宫里，要教他们加勒底的文字、言语。
Then the king instructed.Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, to bring some of the children of Israel and some of the king's descendants and some of the nobles, young men in whom there was no blemish, but good-looking, gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge, and quick to understand, who had ability to serve in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the language and literature of the Chaldeans.
六节，王派定将自己所用的膳和所饮的酒，每日赐他们一份，养他们三年，满了三年，好叫他们在王面前侍立。他们中间有犹大族的人，但以理、哈拿尼亚、米沙利亚、撒利亚。太监长给他们起名，称但以理为伯提沙撒，称哈拿尼亚为沙德拉，称米沙利为米撒，称亚撒利亚为亚伯尼哥。
And the king appointed for them a daily provision of the king's delicacies, and of the wine which he drank, and 3 years of training for them, so that at the end of that time they might serve before the king. Now from among those of the sons of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. To them the chief of the eunuchs gave names. He gave Daniel the name Belteshazzar, to Hananiah Shadrach, to Mishael Meshach, and to Azariah Abednego.
第八节，但以理却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己，神使但以理在太监长眼前蒙恩惠，受怜悯。
But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs.
二十一节。
Turn to verse 20.
一章的二十一节，到古列王元年，但以理还在。
Verse 20-21, thus Daniel continued until the first year of King Cyrus.
第一章所讲的就是但以理他的背景，他的时代背景，他是被掳到巴比伦。
The first chapter of Book of Daniel talks about the backdrop of the time of Daniel. He was taken captive into Babylon.
但以理一开始第一章就讲到犹大王耶雅敬第三年，巴比伦王来到耶路撒冷，将城围困。
So the first verse talks about in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, the Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it.
我们知道，巴比伦王一共三次来攻打耶路撒冷。
We know that the king of Babylon invaded Jerusalem for 3 times.
前后18年。最后把耶路撒冷给灭掉。
For like around 18 years until he destroyed Jerusalem.
从约雅敬第三年到西底家11年，耶路撒冷沉灭。
From the third year of the king Jehoiakim to Josiah, the king Josiah.
对，到西底家。
The city was destroyed completely.
所以把这是第一次的入侵，但以理是在第一批被掳的民中。
That was the first invasion to Jerusalem, and Daniel was among the first captives.
这里讲到巴比伦王来到耶路撒冷，将城围困。
This talks about the king of Babylon came to Jerusalem and besieged it.
一个外邦的王来到巴比伦，神的城，将神的城围困。
A king of Gentiles came to Jerusalem, the kingdom of God, and besieged it.
耶路撒冷是神的荣耀，是神的见证，是神的所在。
Jerusalem is the glory of God, testimony of God, and then the dwelling place of God.
神的心意是要耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
God's will is that Jerusalem can be praised on the earth.
今天耶路撒冷竟然落到这样的一个地步，城被围困。
And then today, Jerusalem has fallen into this kind of situation. The city was besieged.
神的见证失落。
And God's testimony has lost.
我想， 神的心中是何等的悲伤。
That was such a sad thing in God's heart.
因为我们知道这一切都是因为以色列百姓的悖逆。
We know that's all because of the rebellion of the people of Israel.
以色列人的被掳是神的管教。
The captivity of the Israelites was God's discipline.
我们也知道巴比伦是神手中的工具。
We know that Babylon is the tool in God's hands.
是神用来管教以色列，来医治他们悖逆的罪。
To discipline Israel and to cure the sin of their rebellions.
神借着先知耶利米，以西结一再的劝说他们要悔改归回。
Through the prophets Jeremiah and Ezekiel, God keeps reminding them to repent and to return.
可是他们不听主的话，落到今天的地步，成被围困。
But they didn't listen to God's word and then fall into this situation. The city was besieged.
第二节说到，是主将犹大王交付巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒的手。
The second verse talks about it was God who put Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon.
所以我们知道，被掳是神的心意。
We know that being taken captivity is God's will.
可是感谢神，在这样一个动荡的世代当中，有一个人名叫但以理，能够在外邦中成为神恢复见证的器皿。
But thanks the Lord, in this time of troubles, we have this man called Daniel who was able to become a vessel to restore the testimony of God among the Gentiles.
在第一章这里描述到这些被掳的民中的情况是怎么样的人。
First chapter describes the people who were taken captivity on the status of them.
第一批被掳的人呢，是以色列的精英。
The first group of people are elites of Israel.
这里讲到这些少年人呢，这些人呢是以色列人的宗室和贵胄。
They are king's descendants, the nobles.
而且他们这些人呢都是年少，没有残疾，相貌俊美。
And there are young men in whom there was no blemish and good looking.
而且通达各样的学问，知识聪明具备。
And they're gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge and quick to understand.
我们从这些人的描述当中，我们知道这些人可以说是以色列人中的精英，未来的希望。
From the descriptions of those people, we know they are the elites in the nation of Israel. They are the future of the nation.
年少，没有残疾，相貌俊美。
Young, without blemish, good looking.
这是神所要的。没有瑕疵，没有斑点的。
This is what God needs. No blemish, no spots.
但是，这也是这世界所要的。
But this is also what the world needs.
世界所要的，就是神所要的。
What the world needs is what God needs.
我们是不是常常经历到，当我们有一点向主的心的时候，很多的试炼、试探就来到我们当中。
Do we have this experience that whenever we have a little heart toward God, the tribulations will come to us?
这是一个怎么样的光景？因着悖逆，这些以色列中的精英，神所要的以色列未来的希望，今天被掳到巴比伦。
What kind of situation was that? All the best things, the elites of Israel, all things that God needed was taken captive into Babylon.
如果我们仔细读但以理书的话
，If we read the book of Daniel carefully，
但以理什么时候蒙召？圣经没有记载。
The Bible didn't record when Daniel was called。
不像在耶利米蒙召的时候，他跟主说：“我是年幼的。
”Not like Jeremiah, when he was called, he said to God, "I cannot speak, for I am a youth."
以西结蒙召的时候，大概是30岁，是他被掳五年之后，在加巴鲁的河边。
When Ezekiel was called, about 30 years old, 5 years after he was taken back captive into Babylon.
因为我们知道耶利米、以西结跟但以理，我们就称为是王国的先知。
We know that Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel, we call them as the prophets of the nations.
因为他们在做先知的年代经历了以色列的王国。
Because when they were prophets, they have experienced the destruction of the nation of Israel.
可是这可我们看到神的爱从来没有离开过以色列他的百姓。
But we can see that God's love never departed from his people.
所以神所使用的器皿, 神的拣选实在是奇妙。
So how amazing God's work and then his the vessels that he is using.
但以理这时候被掳到巴比伦, 大概是只有15-16岁的年纪。
When Daniel was taken captive into Babylon, he was around 15 to 16 years old.
当我们在思想，我在思想，在神的面前思想的时候，我15-16岁的时候在干什么？
When I was meditating before God, what I was doing when I was still 15 years old. You can also think about that. What are you doing when you were 15 years old?
如果算一算的话，那时候是在念高中。
It's about the time that we were still in college, in high school.
我们那时候所要的就是要上大学。
And what we needed was to preparing for college.
追求世上的荣华富贵美名。
And seek all the good things in the world.
我们立志要做大事。
And we are so determined to do good, to do great things.
但是但以理在这样的年纪, 因着国破家亡, 被掳到巴比伦。
But Daniel, at that age, was taken captive into Babylon because of the destruction of his nation.
他被掳到巴比伦不是因为他所做的, 而是先祖所犯的罪让他被掳到巴比伦。
He was taken into captivity because what he has done, but because the sins committed by his ancestors.
我想这么一个小小的年纪被掳到一个异邦，他的心中是恐惧的。
I believe he was terrified deep inside when he was taken captive into a foreign nation at that young age.
但以理在这样的环境当中还能够为主站立得住，实在是值得我们的效法。
But in that kind of situation, he can still stand fast for God, which is truly something we should follow.
所以世界要怎么样来改变这些神的儿女呢？
How would the world change the children of God?
这里讲到说要教他们加勒底的文字语言。
He talks about they want to teach them the language and literature of the Chaldeans.
而且要赐给他们王所用的膳和所饮的酒。
And appointed for them a daily provision of the king's delicacies and of the wine which he drank.
还给他们改名字。
And also change their names.
这不得了。
This is a great thing.
要从他们的语言、生活、文化，要完全把他们的同化掉。
And using the words, languages, food, and cultures to assimilate or neutralize them completely.
要让他们，让他这些年轻人忘掉他们是从哪里来的。
And let those young people to forget their origin.
目的就是要来侍奉外邦的王巴比伦。
So that they can serve the king of the Gentiles, the king of Babylon.
今天，撒旦也在用同样的方法。
Today, Satan the enemy is using the same thing, all the methods to trying to grasp the youth in our midst so that they can get lost.
用语言，用加勒底的文字，来让他们忘记犹太人的文字，忘记希伯来文。
Using the languages, the literature of the Chaldeans to let them forget that they are the Hebrews.
用美食。 来让他们忘记，可是大家不要忘记，这些美食，因为在巴比伦，他们是拜偶像的，所以这些王的食物都是敬拜过偶像的，是不洁的东西。Use
the food to let them to forget, but do not forget that those food in Babylon are used to worship idols.
所以在但以理1:8节这里说。 但以理却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己。
So at the chapter 1 verse 8, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank.
但以理立志不玷污自己。
He was determined not to defile himself.
我们如果仔细想一想。
If we think carefully,
今天在这地上有多少的东西可以玷污我们？
How many things in this world today can defile ourselves?
现在科技这么的发达。
The technology is so developed today.
我们很难想象现在一个手机天下无敌。
We can do anything just with a small cell phone.
一个小孩子，你们不知道你们看过一个小孩子在玩那个 iPad， 两三岁。
I don't know if you have seen a little kid is playing the iPad around 2 to 3 years.
小小的就在那边啵啵啵啵啵，很厉害。
He was like playing around the iPad when he's still so small.
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们是不是有一个心智，不让这世上的东西来玷污我们？
Do we have this heart that doesn't allow those things in the world to defile ourselves?
我们每早晨起来，我们做的第一件事情是什么？
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
真是求主不要让这个世界玷污了我们的心灵。
Oh, we truly pray to God that do not let this world to defile our hearts.
我们都是神重价所买回来的。
We are all people.Bought back by God with great price.
我们也应该知道，我们这个身体是神的殿。
We should know that our body is God's temple.
我们在这里感谢神。
We thank the Lord here.
但以理求太监长，容他不玷污自己。
Daniel requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself.
神就使但以理在太监长的面前蒙恩。
Now God had brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs.
但以理有一个立志的心，他求神，神就使太监长，使他在太监长的面前蒙恩。
He has this determination and he did this request of God, so God led him into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs.
他们可以吃素菜，喝白水。
Allowing them to eat only vegetables and drink only the pure water.
且在十天之内，他们的面貌比用完善的一切少年人更加的俊美肥胖。
And at the end of 10 days, their features appeared better and fatter in flesh than all the young men who ate the portion of the king's delicacies.
这实在是神奇妙的作为。
This is truly amazing work of God.
素水、素菜和水。十天就会胖了。
Vegetables and pure water can make people fat, in 10 days.
我们可以看到，这是但以理跟他三个朋友对主的信心。他跟太监长说：“只要给我们十天。”
We can see this is the face of Daniel and his three friends to God. He said to the chief of the eunuchs, "Give us 10 days. 10 days."
感谢主，在这样一个环境当中，在这样一个挑战当中，神可以使但以理和他的三个朋友在外邦中做神的见证。
So thanks the Lord. In this situation, in this circumstance, God can let Daniel and his three friends to bear testimonies for God in the Gentiles.
我们读但以理的故事，好像但以理就立志嘛，有什么难的
？When we read the story of Daniel, he was just determined. How hard it is.
但是弟兄姐妹们，我们仔细想一想，在外邦中为主见证、做见证是难的。
But when you think carefully, it is hard to bear testimonies for God among Gentiles.
如果弟兄姐妹们回国就知道了。
If you have a chance to go back to China, you will know this.
我们在弟兄姐妹当中为神做见证容易。
It is easy for us to bear testimonies for God among brothers and sisters.
当我们回到国内。对于不信主的家人和朋友的面前，要对为主做见证是何等的难。
But when we go back to China, it is so hard for us to bear testimonies for God before the unbelieving family members and friends.
但以理和他的三个朋友年纪轻轻的就能够在外邦王的面前为主做见证。
But Daniel and his three friends, at their young age, can still bear the testimonies for God among Gentiles.
难怪神要说但以理是一个大蒙眷爱的人。
It's no wonder God will say he was the one greatly beloved by God.
二十一节说到，到古列元年，但以理还在。
Verse 21, thus Daniel continued until the first year of King Cyrus.
所以我们知道到古列元年从约雅敬 第三年第一次被掳到古列元年以色列的回归七十年。
So we know from the first year of the king Jehoiakim to Jerusalem, the return of the Israelites, there are 70 years.
所以这一节告诉我们，但以理在巴比伦至少七十年。
So this verse tells us Daniel was in Babylon for at least 70 years.
他见证了七十年后以色列人的回归。
He witnessed the return of the Israelites after 70 years.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神在不同的时代、不同的时间，用他的仆人来见证神的作为。
God is using His people to bear testimonies for Him at different places and different times.
也愿但以理的生活，但以理和他三个朋友的见证，也能够成为我们新的一年，我们能够立志不让这个世界来玷污。
May the life of Daniel and then the testimonies of Daniel and his three friends become the new resolution of our new year so that we won't let anything in the world to defile ourselves.
Now, 我们很快的到但以理第九章。
Now, let's turn to the chapter 9 of Book of Daniel.
但以理第九章跟但以理第一章相隔已经将近七十年。
There are 70 years between this chapter 1 and chapter 9.
这里我们来读一下但以理九章第一节。马代族亚哈水里武的儿子大利乌立为加勒底国的王元年，就是他在位第一年。我但以理从书上得知耶和华的话，临到先知耶利米，论耶路撒冷荒凉的年数七十年为满。
Let's read verse 1 to 2. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the lineage of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books of number of the years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem.
我便进食披麻蒙灰定义向主神祈求祈祷恳求。
Then I set my face toward the Lord God to make a request by prayer and supplications.
从四节到第十九节就是但以理的祷告。
From verse 4 to 19, that is the prayer of Daniel.
我们不会全部念。
We won't read all of them.
在这个祷告当中，但以理看到神的所事。
Daniel saw who God is through his prayers.
他来到神的面前认罪悔改。
He came before God to confess his sins.
他向神祈求，愿他的旨意能够成就。
And he prayed to God for the fulfillment of his wills.
这里呢？但以理呢，这个年代，我们如果来仔细看这个年代的话，是在马代主亚哈水里王的儿子大利乌做王的时候。
When we take a look at this time of Daniel, it was the first year of Darius, the son of Hasrius of the lineage of the Medes.
那时候大概是主前538年。
It's about the time of 538 BC, the year.
古列元年是主前536年。
And the first year of King Cyrus is about the year of 536 BC.
所以这个时候连离以色列人七十年满回归的日子大概还有两年的时间。
That was around 2 years before the completion of 70 years when they can return.
所以但以理呢，他是一个读神话语的人。
So Daniel was people who read God's word.
他被掳已经快要七十年了。
He was taken captive into Babylon for about 70 years.
他这里又他心中所挂念的是耶路撒冷。
But what he concerned is Jerusalem.
所以当他看到先知耶利米讲到耶路撒冷荒凉的年数会有七十年。
So when he learned the words of Jeremiah from the books that God would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem.
在耶利米书二十九章那边记载到。
In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29,
那里所记载的是但以理给被掳的百姓的一封信。
That was a letter to the people in captivity.
是在第二次被掳耶雅金王被掳之后，他写给巴比伦的百姓。
It was among the time of King Jehoiakim, when the people was taken captivity.
那里说到，为巴比伦所定的日子七十年满了以后，我要眷顾你们。
That place, the Lord says, I will, for I know the thoughts and I think toward, For thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you.
我要向你成就我的恩缘，恩缘使你能回此地。
I will perform my good word toward you and cause you to return to this place.
耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，叫你们末后有指望。
The Lord says, For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you future
joy. 我就应允你们，你们寻求我，做专心寻求我，就必寻见。
Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
当但以理看到主的话，
When Daniel saw God's word,
他从一个十多岁的青少年，到如今已经是白发苍苍、八十多岁的长者。
From a teenager to an gray-haired elder for more than 80 years old.
他想到主的话就要应验。
He thought about that God's word will be fulfilled.
以色列百姓可以回耶路撒冷。
And the people of Israel can return to Jerusalem.
我想他心中的感触，他心中的悲伤。他心中的喜乐，他对神的期待，我想他是百感交集。
All those feelings, sadnesses, joyfulness, and then his expectations toward God, I believe that deep inside he was having all those mixed feelings.
所以他就照着主的话，他就呼求神，祷告神，专心的寻求神，相信主必垂听他的祷告。
So according to the God's word, he shouted to God, prayed to God, seeking God, and believed that God will listen.
所以但以理是一个听了主的话就去行的人，这是他一生的写照。
So Daniel was the one who hears sayings of the Lord and does them. This is his life story.
主耶稣说，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并向他显现。
Jesus says, He who has my commitments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him.
所以我们感谢主，但以理他是一个郑重所听的道。
We thank the Lord that Daniel gave earnest heed to the things he has heard.
我们对主的话，我们有没有听进去？
Do we really listen and hear God's word?
我们是不是郑重所听的道理？
Do we give earnest heed to the things that we heard?
主说七十年归回，他相信七十年以色列的百姓就可以归回。
The Lord says the Israelites will return after 70 years, so he believed in it.
他为神的旨意，他来祷告。
He prayed for God's will to be done.
他在祷告之前，他禁食、披麻、蒙灰。
Before his prayers, he fasted and also with the sackcloth and ashes.
在以赛亚书说，虚心痛悔，因我化合战惊的人，是我喜爱的。
Isaiah chapter 66, But on this one will I look.On him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word.
So, 但以理神也听了但以理的祷告。
So God listened on Daniel's prayer.
今天我们也是像但以理一样，活在一个辉煌的时代。
So today we're just like Daniel. We're living in a very special time.
我们是神的器皿，就要起来祷告。
If we are the vessel of God, we should rise up and pray.
唯有祷告能够摇动神的手。
Only prayers can shake God's hands.
但以理当时为以色列的回归祷告。
Daniel was praying for the return of Israelites.
为以色列人的悔改祷告。
For their repentance.
今天我们也要为我们自己，为我们的下一代来祷告。
Today we also need to pray for ourselves, for our next generation.
撒旦一直要夺去我们当中最好的。
Satan is trying, is always trying to take grasp our best.
我为我们的年轻的一代，这世上有太多的引诱，太多的东西要把他们吸引他们远离神。
There are so many things that are attracting them to let them to depart from Lord.
感谢主，但以理是听了主的话就去行的人。
Thank the Lord, Daniel was the one who hears the things of the Lord and does them.
但以理的祷告，他在主面前，他认罪，他求主赦免。
Daniel's prayer, he came to before the God and asked for the forgiveness from God.
他不但求为自己的罪祷告，他也为以色列的君王、首领、列祖以及以色列的众人的罪祷告。
He admitted his sins and also asked for forgiveness for the sins committed by the kings and princes, fathers and all the people of the land of Israel.
因为他知道被掳是神的作为。
Because he knew.Being taken captivity was God's work.
也唯有主能够有赦免的权柄，赦免他们的罪。
And only God has this authority to forgive.
都是因为
to forgive their sins.
以色列人犯了罪，才落到今日的光景。所以但以理的认罪是撕裂心肠的，他不只是外表的，他是心里的，来到神的面前为百姓认罪。
Because all people of Israel, they all sinned against God, so they were taken captivity into Babylon. So his prayers not only rent his heart, but not only his garments, but his heart.
所以从他的祷告中呢，我们来看几点。但以理他在第四节里面，他说：“主啊，你是大而可畏的神。”
So let's take a look at some points from his prayers. At the verse 4, he says,Lord, you are the great and awesome God.
这个祷告中一共有四点。第一点是在九章的四到六节，他说神是大而可畏的。
There are four aspects of his prayers. The first one is at the verse 4. He said, "God, our God is great and awesome."
在七到八节，他说到神是公义的，你是公义的。第七节
，From verse 7 to 8, he said, "Our Lord is righteous."
然后从九到十一节说神是怜悯饶恕人的。
And from verse 9 to 11, he says, The Lord our God is merciful and forgiving.
第九节第九章的十二节到第十五节，他说神是有恩典有权柄的。
And from verse 12 to 15, he says, Our God has grace and authority.
从这四点里面，但以理在他的祷告中看到神的所事。
From these four aspects,Daniel saw who God is through his prayers.
首先他看到神是大而可畏的。
Firstly, he saw God is great and awesome.
神是向爱主、守主诫命的人守约施慈爱。
God keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him and with those who keep his commandments.
神向他爱主、守主诫命的人守约施慈爱。
God keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him and with those who keep his commitments.
以色列人悖逆了主，他们没有爱主，他们没有守诫命，可是神还爱他们。
The Israelites rebelled against God. He didn't listen to God's word and sin against him, but Lord still loved them.
所以按照我们的行为，我们没有一个人可以在神的面前称义。
So according to our own acts, no one of us can stand before God and be justified by our acts.
要知道我们的神是个大而可畏的神，他也是个守约施慈爱的神。
So we should know that our God is an awesome and great God, and he is also a God to keep covenant with us.
箴言说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
Proverbs says, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
我们每次来到神的面前，是不是带着一个敬畏的心？
Do we have this fearing heart whenever we come before God?
箴言二十二章说到，敬畏耶和华，心存谦卑，就得富有尊荣，生命为赏赐。
Proverbs 20, chapter 22 says, By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life.
但以理因着敬畏耶和华，心存谦卑，来在神的面前祷告，立志不玷污自己，就在神和人的面前蒙恩。
Because Daniel has this humility and the fear of the Lord and a determined not to defile himself, so he received a favor before God and humans.
神给他的远超乎他所想的。
What God has given him is more than what he can imagine.
他在王宫，他高居首位。
He is in a very high place in the palace, in the king's palace.
他看来是有世上的富贵荣华，他也长寿。
It seems that he received the richest honor and life on earth.
我们也知道神也在天上为他预备了荣华、富贵和永远的生命。
And we also know God has prepared the abundance, glories, and eternal life in heaven.
我们的神是愿意降福的神，他不愿意不是降灾祸的神。
Our Lord is willing to give goodness to us, not of evil.
爱神的人也可以有地上的赏赐，神的恩典，神的丰富。
The people who loves God can also receive this abundance, this grace from God.
但是我们的心中，我们要宁愿有耶稣胜过地上的万有。
But in our hearts, we should need Jesus only more than anything in the world.
因为主说，你要先求他的国和他的义，这一切都要加给你。
Because the Lord says, Seek first my kingdom and my righteousness. Everything else will be added to you.
第二点，他讲到神是公义的。
The second, he talks about God, our God is righteous.
我们都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
We all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
在以赛亚书那边说，除了我以外，再没有别神。我是公义的神，除了我以外，再没有别神。
And in the book of Isaiah, the Lord says, And there is no other God besides me, a just God and a Savior. There is none besides me.
诗篇也说到，神是公义的审判者，又是天天向恶人发怒的神。
And some also talks about God is a just judge, and God is angry with the wicked every day.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不要忘记，我们的神是公义的神。
Brothers and sisters, do not forget God is righteous.
公义所带来的就是审判。
The righteousness brings the judgment.
末日，我们都要在基督台前，按着我们的行为受审判。
At the last day, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive judgments according to what he has done.
所以保罗劝勉我们要警醒度日。
So Apostle Paul reminded us to be watchful and stay alerted.
弟兄姐妹们，我们知道我们的神是有慈爱、有恩典的。
Brothers and sisters, we know that our God is merciful and full of grace.
但是不要忘记，我们的神是大而可畏的。
But also, He is great and awesome.
我们的神是公义的神。
He is also righteous.
所以但以理的第三个祷告就看到神是怜悯饶恕人的。
And so Daniel's the first.Aspect of Daniel's prayer, he saw the Lord of God is merciful and forgiving.
这一切的咒诅临到我们的身上，都是因为我们违背了神的诫命。
And all those curses have been poured out on us because we have disobeyed God's word.
但是因着神的怜悯，他没有离开我们。
But because of His mercy, He did not depart from us.
他今天能用他的慈神爱所牵引着我。
He is still leading us with gentle cords and bands of love.
在弥迦书六章八节那里说到，世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，你向他所要的，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的主同行。
In the book of Micah, he has shown you, O mortal, what is good.And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
感谢主，我们的神 是以慈悲为怀的神。
Thanks the Lord that our Lord is gracious and righteous.
但以理的祷告第四点，他就看到神是有恩典的神。
And then the first aspect of Daniel's prayer, he saw our God has grace and authority.
我们所碰到的每一件事情都是神所允许的。
So everything happened to us was permitted by God.
2020年就要过去了。
The year of 2022 will pass very soon.
我想回想过去的一年，有高山，有低谷。
We have the high places and the low places in the past year.
有欢笑，有悲伤。
We have the happiness and the sadness.
很多事情我们或许还过不去。
There's something we probably cannot pass over yet.
但是我们知道，所有事情的发生都是神所允许的。
But we know everything happened only if God permits.
神把一切的灾祸降到以色列人的身上，是要叫他们有回头的亮光。
God brings upon a great disaster in Jerusalem just in order for them to have the light to turn from their iniquities.
有时候神将环境摆在我们里面，摆在我们的生命当中，是叫我们有回头的亮光，回到主的面前。
Sometimes God puts some circumstances, difficulties on us just to let us to have this light to turn from our own iniquities.
这里说到以色列人，他们却没有求告神。
Here it talks about that Israelites, yet they have made their prayers before the Lord.
我们真是求主给我们更多回头的亮光。
We truly pray, Lord, give us more lights to turn away from our iniquities.
使我们回头离开罪孽。
So that we can turn away from our own sins and transgressions.
在约翰一书一章九节讲到，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
In the First John chapter 1, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
他是大而可畏的神。
He is great and awesome.
他是公义的神。
He is righteous.
他是有怜悯的神。
He is merciful.
更感谢主，他是有恩典的神。
And then we also thank the Lord that He is full of grace.
所以希伯来书的作者告诉我们，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？
So the author of the book of Hebrews tells us, if we omit such great sins, how can we take depart from the sins?
也实在是神的恩典，今天还把我们存留在地上。
And then it is truly God's grace that He still preserves us in the world.
是神的恩典带领我们过去这一年。
It was God's grace that led us through the past year.
我们也相信神的恩典要继续带领我们新的一年。
And we also believe God's grace will continue to lead us to the new year.
再来，16节到19节就是但以理的一个祈求。
From verse 16 to 19, there are the supplications from Daniel.
我们就时间的关系，我们就不念了。十六节到第十九节。
So for the time's sake, we don't read all the three.
他求三件事。
And he supplicated for three things.
第一个，他为百姓祷告。
Firstly, he prayed for the people.
他提醒神，神啊，百姓是你的子民。
He was kind of reminding God that the people are your own people.
为你的百姓的缘故，你要施行拯救。
For your own people's sake, you need to do the salvation.
第二个，他为耶路撒冷祷告。
And secondly, he prayed for the city of Jerusalem.
因为耶路撒冷是神的居所。
Because Jerusalem is the dwelling place of God.
今天却变为荒凉之地。
But today, he was fallen into desolation.
第三个，他为耶路撒冷的城祷告。
And then the third supplication, he prayed for the city of Jerusalem.
因为耶路撒冷城是神的见证。
Because the city itself is the testimony of God.
这时候离70年归回已经近了。
And at that time, that was very close to the return time after 70 years.
我们知道，在这被掳的70年当中，耶路撒冷城是荒凉的，是被拆毁的。
We know that during the 70 years of being kept, being taken captivity, the city of Jerusalem is in desolation.
所以但以理的祷告是为神的心意在祷告。
So Daniel's prayers are for God's heart.
在第十九节，他说：“求主垂听。”
So in the, verse 19, he said, O Lord, hear.
求主赦免,
O Lord, forgive.
求主应允而行,
O Lord, listen and act.
为你自己不要迟延, 我的神啊, 因这城和这民都是称为你名下的。
Do not delay for your own sake, my God, for your city and your people are called by your name.
所以但以理求主赦免。
So Daniel is for, asking for God's forgiveness.
他知道我们能够蒙恩，不是因为我们自己的义，乃是根据神的大怜悯。
He knew that we can be blessed, we can receive this grace, not because of our righteousness, but because of His grace.
因为地上没有义人，一个也没有。
Because there is no righteous man in the world, not even a single one.
人不能靠着自己的行为称义得救。
We cannot be justified by our own righteousness or actions.
在基督里，一切都是恩典。
Everything in Christ is grace.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
但以理祷告之后，有一件奇妙的事情发生了。
After his prayers, an amazing thing happened.
在这里说，但以理正在祷告的时候，天使加百列来到他的身边。
So he talks about while Daniel was speaking in prayer, Angel Gabriel being caused to fly swiftly reached Daniel.
将70个7的意象指教给他。
And then revealed the vision of 70 weeks to him.
我们今天没有时间讲70个7的意象。
We do not have time to talk about the vision of 70 weeks.
这个77的意象远远超过但以理的祷告70年归回。
This vision of 70 weeks immensely exceeded the vision of the prayer of Daniel about the return of Israelites.
但以理所关心着这70年回归耶路撒冷荒凉的日子年满，他们百姓可以回去重建耶路撒冷。
Daniel concerned about after 70 years, the people of Israel can return to Jerusalem to rebuild the city of Jerusalem.
神却启示了这个70个7。
But God revealed the 70 weeks to him.
这个70个7不但包括了以色列的重建，也包括主耶稣第一次再来，被钉十字架，7年国度，主耶稣第二次的再来。
This vision of 70 weeks not only include this rebuilding of Jerusalem and also God, Lord's first coming and him being crucified on the cross. And the kingdom of millennium, and also the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
感谢主，神把这个末世的时间表启示了给但以理。Thanks
the Lord, God has revealed the schedule of the end days to Daniel.
前面的弟兄说，但以理书就是新约的启示录。So
the previous brothers say that the book of Daniel is the book of Revelation in Old Testament.
但以理是旧约的启示录。Yeah,
that book of Daniel is Revelation
of Old Testament. Thanks the Lord
that one who loves God and is loved by God. And to whom God will reveal those greater and more mysterious vision to him. May we all prepare ourselves to be the one to receive God's grace. Now let's take a look at the third aspect.
他的敬拜,
his worship. Let's take a look at chapter 6.
但以理书第六章发生的时间是在第九章之后。
The stories happened in the chapter 6 is after the chapter 9.
所以在时间上这个时候 以色列百姓可能已经开始在回归的这件事上已经发生了。
At that time, people of Israel might be already returning to Jerusalem.
我们先来看一下哈，第六章其实但以理书第六章大家都很熟悉，是但以理被扔在狮子洞的故事。
We'd probably be very familiar with this chapter, talking about Daniel being cast into the den of lions.
那时候但以理呢，在大力乌王的面前呢，他是蒙恩的。
At that time, Daniel was Daniel prospered in front of the king of Cyrus.
所以国中的一些总长呢，一些大官呢，就嫉妒但以理。
So the governors and the satraps, they were jealous of Daniel.
他们要陷害但以理。
They want to frame up of Daniel.
所以在第六章第七节这样说。
So in chapter 6, verse 7.
国中的总长、钦差、总督、谋士和巡抚彼此商议，要立一条坚定的禁令：30天之内不拘何人，若在王以外，或向神，或向人求什么，就必扔在狮子坑中。
All the governors of the kingdom, the administrators and the satraps, the counselors and advisers have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whoever petitions any god or man for 30 days, except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions.
好，第十节，第六章第十节，但以理知道这禁令盖的意义，就到自己的家。他楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷，一日三次，庄稀跪在他神面前祷告感谢，与素常一样。
Verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home, and in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day, and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days.
他知道这个禁令。如果不听这个禁令的结局，就是被丢到狮子坑里面去。
He knew about this decree, and he knew the price he would need to pay is to being cast into the den of lions.
但他所做的是一日三次，仍然跪在他神的面前祷告感谢，和素常一样。
But what he did is knelt down on his knees 3 times that a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days.
所以我们看到但以理的敬拜，他是单单的向神，他不为环境的艰难就改变他对神的敬拜。
So we can see his worship is exclusive. It won't change because of the change of circumstances.
有时候我们亵幻，在弟兄姐妹面前亵幻很容易。祷告亵幻。
It is easy for us to pray for meals before our brothers and sisters.
如果在回国了，大家都没有人要亵幻，你就是一个人，你还祷告吗？
But when we go back to China, there is nobody else praying for the meals. Do we still keep doing that?
但以理在这里知道，他如果照常祷告的话，他生命是有危险的。
Daniel knew that if he keeps doing the prayers, his life is at risk.
可是但以理不为环境的艰难，他仍然像素常一样，他一日三次祷告感谢。
But he still kept praying and then kneeled down his knees before the Lord, prayed 3 times before the Lord, no matter how hard the circumstances.
所以我们知道他真的就这样做。他也被丢到狮子坑去了。
We know that he did that thing and he was truly cast into the den of lions.
可是神却保守他，从狮子坑里面把他拯救出来。
But God protected him and rescued him from the den of lions.
因为他的这样的忠于主，他这样的专一的敬拜，他在外邦的王中做人了荣耀的见证。
Because of his exclusive worship, he has made this great testimony before the Gentiles for God.
所以大力乌王怎么说呢？
So what does the king of Darius say?
在那边说，你们要在但以理神的面前战兢恐惧，因为他是永远长存的活神，他的国永不败坏，他的权柄。
The king says, I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men must tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever.
所以在但以理书的六章二十八节他怎么说
So in Daniel chapter 6 verse 28
如此这但以理当大力物王在位的时候和波斯王古列在位的时候大享亨通
So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian
我们知道以色列第一次回归是在古列元年
We know that the first return of Israelites was in the first year of King Cyrus.
是由所罗巴伯带领百姓回耶路撒冷。
People returned to Jerusalem led by Zerubbabel.
所以在这个时候，但以理在古列面前是大享亨通的。
So therefore, if Daniel prospers at the moment before the king,
所以我想这个对但以理对以色列的回归是定有帮助的。
That will be helping the return of Israelites.
神的作为真是奇妙。
God's work is truly amazing.
神但让巴比但但以理在巴比伦王宫七十年，为了预备以色列的回归。
God has put Daniel in the palace of Babylon for 70 years in order to prepare the return of Israelites.
但以理的祷告带进了七十个期的启示。
Daniel's prayers brought into the revelation of 70 weeks.
但以理是一个默默为神国祷告的人，他愿神的旨意成就，所以神称他是一个大蒙眷爱的人。
Daniel was one who quietly prayed for the kingdom of God, prayed for the fulfillment of God's wills. So God called him the greatly beloved.
神说万事互相效力，叫爱神的得益处。
God says everything works together in order for the people who love Him to be blessed.
回想当年尼布甲尼撒来毁坏圣城圣殿，把以色列人掳到巴比伦。
When we think about when Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, came to destroy the Lord's city and temple, and took the people to captivity.
神的地上的敬拜好像被破坏了。
It seems that the worships of God on the earth was destroyed.
奇妙的巴比伦。所掳来的少年中有四个人，但以理和他的三个朋友，他们能够在神的面前，他们能够立志不玷污自己。
And amazingly, there are four young men among all those young people selected by Nebuchadnezzar and serving in the king's palace. They can determine themselves to not let anything to defile themselves.
在异邦中做神荣耀的见证。
They can bear the glorious testimonies for God among the Gentiles.
今天神仍在地上寻找得胜者。
Today, God is still seeking the overcomers on the earth.
能够忠心地为他的旨意来祷告。
Can faithfully pray for his wills.
我们求主真是把这样的心智放在我们的心中。
We truly pray that God can put this heart into ourselves.
我们回想但以理的一生。
Let's take back to look at the life story of Daniel.
他被神称为大蒙眷爱的人。
He was called the greatly beloved by God.
他从年少
From young age,
他就能够立志不玷污自己，凭信心而活。
He determined not to defile himself and live by faith.
他的祷告合神的心意。
His prayers follows God's heart.
愿神的旨意能够成就。
May God's wills can be fulfilled.
为以色列人七十年之后的回归祷告。
And he also prayed for the return of Israelites after 70 years.
神就将那更大的启示来启示给他。
Then God can reveal the greater and more mysterious vision to him.
他的敬拜，他是单单的敬拜神。
His worship is exclusive and concentrated.
虽至于死。也不爱惜生命。
He did not love his life to the death.
感谢神。
Thanks the Lord.
神说他是一个大蒙眷爱的。
Lord says he was greatly beloved.
但以理虽然生活在巴比伦，他却不属于巴比伦。
Even though he was living in Babylon, but he doesn't belong to the Babylon.
可以作为我们今天学习的榜样。
He can be our examples for today.
保罗也告诉我们不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
And Paul also told us, do not, Do not learn from this world just to renew your minds and hearts.
趁着还有今日，也让我们能够彼此相劝。
While it is still called today, let us exhort one another.
正如摩西在诗篇九十篇所说的，求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
Just like what Paul said in Psalm 90, so teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
愿在新的一年，我们能够彼此共勉，一起向前。
May we exhort one another in the new year, move forward altogether.
为主做美好的见证。
And bear the beautiful testimonies for God.
像但以理一样，做一个蒙神眷爱的人。
Like Daniel, we all become a one greatly beloved by God.
因为我们的心智是宁愿有耶稣。
May our hearts is like, I'd rather have Jesus.
我们都是蒙爱的。
We all beloved by God.
我们愿意，我们行为能够与所蒙的恩相称。
May we can be like deserve this calling from God.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
愿神祝福他自己的话。
May He bless His own words.